All right, well, this is Pirate RC, and I'm outside the Belly Up Tavern with Taylor Hicks. How you doing, Taylor?
Good. So I'm excited to be here.
You are?
San
yeah.
Diego.
When there's sadness in your eyes, I see it. You can't hide what's weighing on your mind. When there's trouble in your life, I feel it. What's wrong with you is wrong with me. And what's right is right.
This venue, too, is pretty cool.
It sounds great in there.
Yeah, no, it did.
I mean without people, it sounds good, and that's sometimes hard to do.
Yeah, because the sound's bouncing off everything. Mm-hmm. Right?
But it's grooving, man.
Cool. So, well, this is, some people around here definitely know the Belly Up, but you've been playing a lot of different venues since Idol, and even before Idol, I mean, you played a ton, so let's not even discount that 10-plus years,
right.
But then... since then, you've played like huge venues and then smaller places like this. What do you prefer? What's your...
This is about the right size, I think. I mean, you know, if you could get people in...
That's the train.
No yeah. horns. Come on. If you can get people in to this kind of size venue and stand, you know, really pack it in, have them, you know, vibe off the wood. I like wood. Wood soaks up sound really well, you know, and...
Yeah.
This particular venue I love because wood is, you get some people in here, you get the sound soaking up off the wood, and it's almost like a fine wine to a certain degree, you know, it's
yeah.
like in an oak barrel, what wine does to an, you know, to an oak barrel almost, you know, it's like, it's really cool. And, you know, I prefer, don't get me wrong, you know, there is the musician in me that wants to do the arena gig and, you know, of course, travel the world and, you know, play arenas and, but... You know, I'm happy either way.
How did this band come together for this tour?
Josh Smith is my guitar player, and Brian Gallagher is my saxophone player. Has been with me for a couple of years now. Kenny Crouch plays organ. Gary Novak plays drums, and Mike Minar plays bass. And we have some pretty good chemistry. It's it's tough because I'd like to play four nights a week with this group, you know,
sure.
but you know, the Grease thing, and, you know, it's a good way to break music into with fans.
Yeah, so, and speaking of just breaking music in, you've got The Distance coming out in a week,
yeah.
or less than a week.
Yeah.
So, how's that album going to differ from what we heard in your first post-Idol album?
Well, I wanted to be able to bring the songwriting aspect out of my music this time around. You know, I've had the time to really create this record, and that's important for an artist to be able to live with the songs.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do, is be able to live with the music. And I've been able to live with the songs for a year now, so I was able to record them like I'd live with them.
So did you write all of the songs on this album?
About 80% of it.
Excellent.
You know,
that's great.
So I, you know, as an artist, I, you know, and a co, you know, co-writer, we all came together to write, you know, the record.
So what's your writing process like? And we can just even talk about stuff you did a while back, like when you wrote and produced your own stuff. I mean, what's your process with you?
Well, you know, what's interesting is I got a very kind of blue collar work mentality to my writing. You know, like I'll wake up, get coffee, and then I'll go. Then I'll start. You know, and I don't like to write on the road. I like to focus my. I'm kind of an old school when
yeah.
it comes to. I like to write when I'm supposed to write, play when I'm supposed to play,
okay.
and perform when I'm supposed to perform. That's kind of like the way that I approach things. You know, that's the way that I approach my, you know, if I tried to write right now, doing Grease and then doing
right.
this gig and then, you know, also doing, you know, releasing a record and doing press for that, I don't think it would be really worth much.
It'd be adding a lot to what
I think
doing.
It would be like, I think the main theme of all of this music that I'd be writing right now would be like I'm overworked. You know.
For sure. Well, yeah, going back.
Take this job and shove it.
So, actually, Shell from the Taylor Hicks message board wanted to know, what is your favorite song on the album and why on the new album?
Well, I mean, like I was saying, you know, just living with the music for a long period of time. I love every song on this track, on this record. You know? I mean, every song is different. Every song has substance lyrically, and then also substance musically. And so, that's, you know.
Yeah.
They're all favorites. And I've never been able to say that for a record before that I've ever recorded.
That's something then, for sure. So, just talking about you musically, so you started out with the harmonica and then went to guitar. And then what have you done as far as the guitar? Like, you're playing electric and acoustic, and do you have anywhere else you want to go with the guitar as far as just kind of, like, keep learning a different style? Or
I would like to be able to solo us eventually, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's so much that has gone on around me, you know, musically. It's been tough to, like, what I need to do is just take a year off from everything.
Yeah.
Learn. You know, but yeah. I mean, there's so many things around me that, you know, it's tough to do.
Have the time to focus. And what are you playing as far as your guitar? Like, what kind of?
I'm playing a Taylor guitar, together Taylor acoustic guitar, and a Gibson Les Paul.
I was gonna ask about Grease, but I don't really care to.
It's kind of tough when you get in this environment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like whatever.
It's real, you know. It's you get around this music and stuff. I mean, listen to that band, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'd rather talk to you about your music, yeah. Actually. So, all right. So, just looking at, you've had a chance to work with some different producers now, and you produced yourself before. So, what have you learned? Like, what's Taylor learned as a producer?
Well, you know, to let things just happen in the studio, let the musicians come to their own musical senses, and then that way you can draw the best out of them. That way, you know.
Yeah. And so you've gone ahead and created Modern Womp, your own label.
Yeah.
As kind of an answer, I guess, to what is going on in with the major labels, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of artists have actually created their own labels, which is cool. Do you ever intend, and it might be early to ask, but intend to produce other artists and sign other people?
Yeah, that's kind of like my, my whole vibe is to try to, you know, take what all I've experienced as an artist and performer and, you know, and hopefully someday, you know, give back to, you know, a particular group or a particular artist.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you know, my grandmother said that to me. My grandmother said, you know, one day you're going to use all of this, not for yourself, but for other people.
Just as far as genre, I mean, you've had to kind of go hop around a few different things and not necessarily stick just with blues. Is that your thing, though? Like, if you had to pick a genre that you would just stuck with and that was it?
If somebody was holding a gun to my head, I would probably sing the blues.
You wouldn't rap or anything?
You know, I mean, I the only thing that I could think of if someone was holding me hostage would be to sing the blues, you know.
When was the last time you even had a day off? Do you know?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? If you did, what would you do on a day off? If you had a day off, what do you like to do?
Sleep. You know, I like sports, you know? I mean, I kind of like to watch. I like anything that entertains me. Food, sports, you know? I mean, I do so much entertaining and you know, that I love to be entertained. You know, and I haven't been able to, I don't have time to watch movies, but, you know, I do have time to, like, watch a basketball, because basketball, you can, they get to the hoop quick.
Yeah.
And it's instant entertainment to a certain degree, you know?
And you played basketball in high school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. All right, cool. And what's the worst job you've ever had?
I worked at a nursing home cleaning and stripping floors in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And I had to lead elderly people back into their rooms because they would come out while I was stripping the floor. So I'd have to lead them back into there, which is really teaches you a lot about who you are as a person.
For sure.
The night shift at a nursing home.
Probably the way you lead them back to their room teaches you a lot.
Yeah. It's one of those jobs that I tried to have when I tried to get into, the real world.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's
now, now I'm in the unreal world.
Yeah.
Which is pretty unreal sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, your hours are out of control. So I don't know if you even have time to check anyone out, but are there any current artists you're into?
I love Gillian Welch, David Rawlings. I've been listening to a lot of Gillian Welch lately, and that's, you know, something that I, you know, I've just done so much in the last 2 weeks, like music. Somebody else's music is like, it's like from here to Darfur, you know. But I do like contemporary music. I listen to a little bit of T.I.
Yeah.
Some, you know, some stuff, you know, just
yeah.
I'm pretty good, you know. I like some John Mayer stuff, you know.
And, yeah.
Rafael Sadiq.
Yeah.
You know, some of the guys playing these bands, so yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And what are the CDs you couldn't live without, or the albums? Like, I don't even know. Do you prefer like a CD or vinyl?
I would say vinyl. Jerry Rafferty, City to City, vinyl. Steve Winwood, Ark of a Diver. CD, Stevie Ray Vaughan's Greatest Hits, and Citizen Cope.
Yeah, nice. See, that's some East Coast coming out, though, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, had them a couple times. All right, cool. And then, really important question, what's your drink of choice?
Crown and Seven.
That's the sound.
Yes, and I'm going to have one right now.
You are. All right, cool. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Really
Thank you very much. Thank you.